Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is where we declare free speech an essential activity. Please join us in that. It is Friday, January the 15th, 2021. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Let's start with number three. World leaders taking aim at Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, and Google should have the big tech titans concerned about whether or not they become victims of their own misguided cancel culture. Number two, President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil the biggest, most reckless spending plan in American history, saying it will take trillions more in government spending to ease the destruction of the economy from the government itself. Incredible. And number one, will you ever be allowed to hear me talk going forward? That's a question you have to ask yourself, and it won't be true if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has her way to rein in media. We'll get to all of that. But first this. President Donald Trump has declassified a stack of information, more than a foot deep of documents, that will confirm everything we thought we knew about the Russian hoax, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Stephen Halper, Christopher Steele, and a lot more. Plus, big revelations, things you've never heard before. Things that make you go, oh my God. And the heartbreaking part of it all is we didn't hear it 3 months ago. But it's out today, and coming up in just a few minutes, John Solomon will join me from Just the News. We're going to go through this foot of documents. We're going to examine what he can tell us today, because all of it has not been released yet. It has been declassified. He's seen much of it. He's gone through much of it. I don't think that he slept a lot last night. He was on Hannity at 9. He was on Lou Dobbs just before that. He'll be here in about 20 minutes. But we're going to start with big tech and the effort to censor you and I, which is exactly what AOC wants. She wants a committee, she does, a commission to rein in the media. And what she's talking about is me. What she's talking about is Rush Limbaugh. What she's talking about is any voice that doesn't line up with what she thinks is appropriate, that doesn't pass her purity test, her litmus test. They want a commission, and by the way, this was suggested by Barack Obama, a commission to rein in the media environment that they say fostered what happened at the nation's capital last Wednesday. Now, overnight, if you missed it, a violent Antifa leader was arrested by the FBI. His name is John Sullivan. He's from Utah. He's the one that filmed the murder of Ashley Babbitt inside the Capitol last Wednesday. He claimed to just be a documentary filmmaker. But really, he's a violent Antifa organizer and rioter and looter. Arrested by the FBI. We'll get back to that. Let's start with revelations for Project Veritas. This is front and center when it comes to censoring you, me, and anybody the left wing doesn't deem appropriate or acceptable in our ability to express ourselves, as clearly explained in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, in effect for 230 years. That doesn't apply to the left anymore. They want to rein me in. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, empowered by his dangerous censorship game and deleting the president, which has been denounced by world leaders. You should take notice, Jack. When Angela Merkel and AMLO and others say, you can't do this, remember, those governments can unplug Twitter altogether and ban it from their nations. Wouldn't that be a nice turnabout, a fair play? Project Veritas caught Jack Dorsey internal live call from January the 8th, 1 week ago, the day that he canceled President Trump. He said, that's just the beginning. We're going to do this for weeks and months. We're going to go back in people's accounts. We're going to delete all sorts of people. Yesterday, it was The Truth About Guns, a website that talks about firearms and firearm statistics. Popular place, banned. Who's next? You're next. Here's Jack Dorsey, bite one. Hang on to your seat. Listen to this.
we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real-world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
And so there he is, Jack Dorsey, laying out the groundwork, the foundational principles. Here's the thing. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas say they have, since this video was released, the floodgates opened. The floodgates opened, and now they're getting all sorts of internal documents, videos, information, confessions, whatever you want to call it, from these big tech media companies. And what does that mean? It means you're going to have an insider look, not only at Jack Dorsey, but at Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, all of these companies that believe if you don't toe the left-wing company line, if you don't goose step in line for the leftists, you should be silenced. You should be shut down. Your job should be taken away. You should die penniless in the gutter somewhere. That's what they believe. They believe that you're a racist and a Nazi. They don't understand the movement that Donald Trump fostered. They have no idea that the people out there that voted for Donald Trump voted for him because they were hurting. They were forgotten. Their jobs had gone to China. They were looking for an answer to help themselves and their family. And they were no longer seeing any help from the Democrat Party that used to be on their side. They had been abandoned by the people they voted for years, so they tried something new, and you know what? It worked. Jobs came back. Hope came back. Unemployment reached record lows. And so when you continue to attack Donald Trump, you're not advancing your cause. You're dividing the nation worse, and you don't even understand what the movement was about still. Dorsey continued, by the way, told his employees in the smuggled video that his carpet bombing of free speech is just getting warmed up. Bite number two. Go.
So the team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue, but we also need to give them the space and the support to focus on the much bigger picture because it is not going away. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day, and our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation and do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color we wanted to provide.
What a load of crap. Protect the integrity of the conversation. The head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, said this week that Facebook is not neutral. And it's increasingly impossible to be apolitical because of the atmosphere in America. No, it's impossible for you to accept anyone else's point of view. That's the elitist Silicon Valley attitude as you look down your noses at the peasants. We'll be right back on the Steve Rubin Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Recently, I spent time with a group of young people who were hearing impaired and deaf. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I'd like to pass on some tips on how you can reach out to people who are deaf. First, talk directly to the deaf person and not to the sign language interpreter. Second, if the deaf person speaks and you don't understand, don't pretend that you know what he said. Instead, ask him to repeat his statement or write it down. Third, be careful not to cover your face. Many deaf friends rely partially on lip reading in order to understand what you're saying. Also, don't talk too fast. Be patient, even if it takes a while to converse. And lastly, don't yell. Sometimes people even yell at those of us in wheelchairs, and that can be embarrassing. But most importantly, don't back away. Don't be shy. These are just some deaf etiquette tips for you, and there's more at disabilitycampaign.org.
This year, the Good Sports Are Winners Award returns to honor those teams displaying good sportsmanship at selected MHSAA tournaments. Over 1,000 teams will be recognized this year by MIMIC Insurance. MIMIC is also providing sportsmanship educational materials to schools and is an underwriting supporter of mini grants for schools' local sportsmanship efforts. Remember, sportsmanship is the educated choice, and good sports are winners. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.